What's cooking up in the kitchen?
Oh, that smells good. I want some of that.
Where is that coming from?
That smells like some soul food.
Yes, it is soul food, but it's soul food for spiritual nourishment. The food that will never expire.
Never expire? I need this food every day.
You are listening to a spiritual-based podcast here to satisfy your soul and feed your spiritual hunger. No matter where you are, at home, at work, or on the go, you can listen in right now. Don't let your soul go hungry.
It's time for some soul food.
Forget about the things that are behind you and move forward. What you want is ahead of you. Faith moves you forward, but doubts bring you down. God wants you to move forward in life. He does not want you to be stuck in the same problem and situation. Move forward. What God has is ahead and not behind you.
Continue to listen to Soul Food. We have a story coming up next to share with you.
So I said, that's how I'm going to do it. I rigged my cell so that way it could stay unlocked. And I remember the day like it was yesterday. Everybody was out for breakfast and they were moving around, going in the line, going to get their food. And when everybody went back in their cells, it's time for it to close. But my cell was rigged a certain way so that way it will close but won't lock. And then when the officer made his last rounds, I was going to leave out and hang myself. I had everything ready, prepared. I was sitting on my bunk and I started just contemplating it, seeing it in my head. There was something inside was just like not convinced. I didn't even have nothing on my mind. I just felt inside like there has to be another way. I don't even know where that came from at the time. Man, but I promise, the moment I said that, I heard the voice of God in my cell said, try me.
We have more soul food to share. Make sure to stay connected. If you're feeling generous, share this episode with a friend or family member to help another soul. Enjoy the rest of this episode and leave a comment below.
When you feel it in your body, you found somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it, on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in this song, then maybe
you got it bad. You won't fit. Hang up and you call right back.
Oh,
you got it bad. If you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track. Oh, you got it bad when you're stuck in the house. You don't wanna have fun. That's all you think about. You got it bad when you're out with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else.
Say that you love them, and you really know everything that used to matter don't matter no more. Like my money, all my cars,
you can have it all. And
flowers, cards, and candy,
I do it just cause.
Said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. I want you to know I really adore you. All my people know what's going on. Look at you, mate. Help me sing my song. Tell her I'm your man, you're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Lady, say I'm your girl, you're my man. Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, done it, on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad.
You got it bad.
Hey,
you won't fit. Hang up
and you call right back.
You got it, you got it bad. When you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track.
where to find Soul Food Podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. Here on Soul Food Podcasts, with over 100 episodes.
You feel overwhelmed by the problems. The problems that you have are overwhelming you. It seems like your hands are full. Bad news that you have received from your doctor, prime doctor, physician, from the family, from your son that was arrested, something that happened, this whole situation makes you overwhelmed. However, the Lord Jesus Christ said, this is the recipe. This is what I have, the word I have for you. Let us read it together. I give you the authority. He said, I give you the authority. I know you are overwhelmed, and many others. You are overwhelmed. However, he said, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Serpents and scorpions, which means this evil that is surrounding your life. And over all the power of the enemy, the power of the devil. And he said, and nothing shall by no any means, by any means, hurt you. Which means what is overwhelming you, you are going to be able to overwhelm, to overcome. Defeat what is defeating you. All right?
When no one gives you the light of day, or even to hear your voice becomes a burden, prayer is a way to get the hope and strength you need to overcome your troubles. Please close your eyes. It's time for prayer.
Of the Bible, in the name of your Son Jesus Christ, this person is overwhelmed by so many problems. Their finances, their family, love life, their health. Holy Spirit, in this prayer, I pray for everybody. Restore this person that is giving up because she has been through a lot of problems, complications. She cannot sleep, rest well. Oh Lord, hear our voice, because you said, where two or three comes together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. No, Lord, I am not alone. There is this person out there who watches me. So touch lives. So, Lord, change lives right now. Change, Holy Spirit, lives. And let this person be transformed in your holy name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Food for the Soul. A Bible-based podcast for all people to feed spiritual hunger. Streaming on all major podcast platforms.
Life before Jesus, I would probably say that in maybe two words, I would say not Jesus. I say that because growing up in Washington, D.C., the neighborhood, it was called Paradise, right? Funny name to name a project neighborhood called Paradise. Growing up in that neighborhood, you have a lot of crime, violence, drugs, no gangs. Like in D.C., it's more like neighborhoods. So like whatever neighborhood or street you was from, that was kind of like your thing, what you represented. But it still come with the same, you know, nonsense, the same drama, the same vicious mentality, crabs in a basket, right? I had my mom, my dad, my two sisters, and we actually went to church though. But it's funny, the reason why I say like not Jesus, because we went to church, but I knew nothing about Jesus. like nothing. My mom played Kirk Franklin a lot. And it was weird because I remember one time he had this nice song and I liked it a lot. That when I was like preparing drugs and stuff to sell on the corners, I was like, I want to hear that song. So I was like bagging drugs to Kirk Franklin. So it was really confusing to know, like, okay, my parents are in church. We're going to church as a young age, but I don't know what to do with this life. I didn't even consider it a lifestyle. It was just like, you go to church. Church is in your neighborhood, right? This is where people go when they want to feel better and get ready for the week. That's what I thought church was. I didn't have a desire for God, a desire for church. I didn't have a desire for anything spiritual. All I knew was when I come outside, it's hundreds of people in my neighborhood. Because I'm from a project. The difference between projects and different streets is that you have even gates that surround you, that enclose you in, right? Or there's different buildings that make up like one neighborhood. So it's not like streets with cars passing by. It's like everybody that lives here, come outside. So it can be 200 people outside at one given time. So I knew when I come outside, that's what I see. I see money. I see nice cars. I see clothes, fancy clothes. I also see just the, like, people, quote unquote, loving each other and being family. Because in my house, the structure for family wasn't as strong as now I know it could have been, right? So when I go outside, they happy to see you outside. It's nothing like being in the house, getting ready, like maybe brushing your teeth, and then you get a knock on the door. And it's your friends, like, you coming outside? They already beat you outside. Like, that feels good. That somebody want to hang with you, right? That's what I kind of gravitated to. Because in my house, we had struggles. We had struggles. My dad was the only one working. My mom has complications, right? So she couldn't work a lot. She's have hearing complications, so she couldn't get certain jobs. Me and my sisters, we're around the same age. We're young. So, of course, we're not working. My dad was struggling. It was a lot. I actually look back now and I honor him for the hard work that he had to put in. But back then as a kid, you just look at it like you don't have nothing. And you look at your parents like they're not doing anything for you. You see other kids and we all live in the same community, right? But why do they have and I don't have? So in my house, nobody really cared for each other that much or showed that they did, right? It was always about my dad trying to survive, my mom trying to be content with her situation, my sisters trying to make it out here as females, and me, now I'm in the streets. And that's how I lived my life growing up. I began, you know, doing street things around 12 years old. I started selling drugs at 12. I remember a time when I went to someone's house and he literally sold the drugs to me at 12 and thought nothing of it. And from that day moving forward, I was a drug dealer and people would literally buy drugs from me. Adults, people, moms. It was some of my friends' parents who would buy drugs from me. Some of them knew, some of them didn't know. So when that would happen, I didn't feel like power, but I felt like, man, I can take this and build upon it and have something of my own. Because when you grow up in an environment that's like kind of rocky and shaky, you want something for yourself. You want something you can call your own. You want something that nobody can take from you, that you can make for yourself and survive. So I thought that being a drug dealer, right, was like I was gonna make a name for myself. Because in DC, you got all these big drug dealers, right? I mean, you can turn on YouTube and just type in drug dealers from DC and you'd see all types of drug dealers. And I thought in my mind that one day I will be someone that somebody look up to or look up and see his lifestyle. Could because that's how I felt. It's weird when you can feel like you're good at doing something bad, like you're good at it. And lo and behold, living that lifestyle for what I would say from 12 to 22, 10 years straight, it caught up to me, right? I tried to do as much as I can to make a name for myself. I had all of my friends. I literally taught them like how to sell drugs, right? I remember one time I went to my best friend's window He lived on the first floor, and I had to like reach my hand up through the like black gate on the window, because it's like got black gates on it, because in the projects, and when you're in a bad neighborhood, those gates are there because like you're in a bad neighborhood and somebody can just climb in through your window, right? So they put those black steel gates around your window. So I had to stick my hand through there and kind of tap on his window. And I was like, hey, you trying to make some money? I'm selling drugs now. Like, come with me. And I brought him on a team and all my other friends, and we selling drugs. But with selling drugs, you got to now protect what's yours, because you got other people that don't like what you're doing. You got other people that's looking at you, seeing you one way down, and now you got money, and they like, they want to take what you have. So we had to start carrying guns. So I was carrying a gun from 12 years old. A 12-year-old carrying a gun around. I'm sneaking guns in school. I'm riding with guns on the bus. Like, at 12 years old. I can't imagine now at 12, like seeing a 12-year-old walking and seeing him and he has a gun on him. I couldn't imagine that, but that's what I was doing, trying to protect what was mine. And when you're carrying guns, you even get locked up with it or you have to use it. And in my case, it was a situation where I used it. I used a gun to take somebody's life at 22 years old. I look back now and I regret that situation with everything that I have in me. I see so many ways it could have went, but it happened. I understand now that everybody has a decision to make. You're not forced to do anything, you know? In those times and in those moments where you feel like, I just have to do this, I wish somebody would have told me, no, you don't. No, you don't. There's always options. There's always options. Depending on your environment, it'll speak to you and tell you like how to think, how to react. And back then I didn't choose the right environment to be around, and it led me to taking someone's life.
You are listening to Soul Food with Bishop Joshua. We'll be right back. If you have been enjoying this podcast, share it with a friend or family member.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them,
here I am. Here I am, here I stand, Lord.
Yeah.
give myself to you.
Come on, can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself.
Listening in. That's all the soul food we have to share today. Stay tuned to the next episode on Soul Food and keep your notifications on. Share each episode with your friends and family to feed their souls. Give the food that lasts forever.